Rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the fourth chapter of Proverbs, we hear, I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered, and if you run, you will not stumble. Gracious God, we remember your servant Martin Luther King, who walked in the path you led him to take, to teach us to love one another and not let race or color or labels get in the way of doing what is right. Help each of us to continue along this path, so our work here may help and direct all men and women to the path of righteousness and courage. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from 24th. A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, sixth day, Thursday, January 17, 2013.
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move for the reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as open, fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I have a very important guest, and she is so important she's being accompanied by two people. She is from the country of Panama, and she's working on a program here at the University of Central Missouri. She is here on a Rotary Scholarship. It's called the Duane Sterling Rotary Scholarship, and we're pleased that Duane Sterling is here and his wife, Pat. So at this time, if Giannini Casares from Panama, if she would please stand, accompanied by Duane and Pat Sterling.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Johnson to the Missouri Senate. Senator from 15th.
Speak on a point of personal privilege.
Senator will be heard.
Thank you, Mr. President. As many, as everyone in this chamber is aware, last Friday, our state lost one of its greatest citizens. Stan the Man Musial passed away at the age of 92. And all of us are very familiar with his distinguished baseball career. He had 475 home runs, three MVPs, a member of plenty of world championships, not only on the field but as an executive. He was honored as a first ballot Hall of Famer. And at the time, Fort Frick referred to him as, here stands baseball's perfect warrior, baseball's perfect knight. The statue that stands out of Busch, out in front of Busch Stadium today is a gathering place, a place where people are welcomed into that field, where so many memories are shared among generations, fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, sharing the experience of our national pastime. I know for me personally, as somebody that grew up on Cardinal baseball, some of my fondest memories with my family were at Busch Stadium. And Stan Musial looms large over that place. He is not only a great baseball player, and not only a cherished member of our Hall of Famous Missourians here, but probably more importantly, in an era and in a time where there are so many disappointments with people we hold up as heroes on the athletic field. And those examples were on center stage even the week that he passed away. Stan Musial stood for something better than that. He was someone that treated everybody the same, from the President of the United States to the ushers, to the bat boys, to the players, and to people he had never met before. He was an outstanding example of what it meant to care for people, to treat everybody the same, and that rarest of commodities now, especially people who reached his level of excellence, humility. And there's a lot that we can all learn from Stan, the man Musial. I will be filing a bill today, along with the senator from the 24th, and I know many other co-signers that we welcome anyone else to sign, to name the new Mississippi River Bridge after Stan Musial. But I thought it was appropriate, given the fact that we really do have a rare occasion of recognizing the passing of a legend, not just on the baseball diamond, but among us as a great humanitarian, that we would honor his memory with a moment of silence here today in the Senate chamber. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. We are on the order of business of introductions. Senator from Butler.
Yes, over to my right and your left, Mr. President. We have a lovely young lady, Avery Bourne, a new intern for our office. She's currently a junior at Columbia College, and we're thrilled to have her down here today.
Senator Butler, please rise for recognition by the Senate. Senator from the 8th.
I have two interns in my office this year. I haven't got a chance to introduce them to the body. Kelsey Sullivan and Rick Scabina. They're in the upper gallery behind me. If the body would make them feel welcome, I would appreciate
it. Will the Senator from the 8th please rise for welcome by the Missouri Senate.
Thank you.
The chair sees former Senator Shields over here to my right and to your left. Let's welcome Senator Shields, former pro tem. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I have a resolution.
Send it forward.
Ask to be printed in the journal.
Shall be printed in the journal. Resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from 13th.
I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward. Care to explain?
It would make September 26th mesothelioma recognition day. It is an industrial disease that attacks people who have been exposed to asbestos.
Thank you, Senator. It shall be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 15th.
I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 176, introduced by Senator Schmidt et al., an act relating to the designation of a new Mississippi River Bridge.
Senator. Reader, he needs his mic.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's the aforementioned bill relating to Stan the Man.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 177, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to the date of the presidential primary.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is to address the state's presidential primary. Thank you.
Senator, introduction of bills. Senator from Buchanan. Send it forward. Read the bill.
It's here. Senate Bill number 178, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to mental health facility safety provisions.
Senator.
President, no explanation is necessary.
Introduction of bill. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 179, introduced by Senator Parson et al., an act relating to a tax deduction for job creation for new home purchasers.
Senator.
No explanation needed, Mr. President.
Senator from the 8th. Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 180, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to the service disabled veteran business contracts.
Senator.
No explanation
read
necessary.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 181, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to ethics.
Senator.
Ethics reform.
Senator
package.
From Cole. Send it forward. Read the bill.
Yes. Tell him that Adam's not supposed to send that up. Okay, this is Kehoe et al.
Senate Bill number 182, introduced by Senator Kehoe et al., an act relating to local taxes on motor vehicle sales.
Mr. President, this body might recall when this was an issue we had before us last year, passed unanimously in the Senate and in the House. The governor did not care for the bill. We have worked very hard in the off session to work with all interested parties to try to come up with something a little bit different. This takes the retroactive piece out, and it also adds a provision for our local municipalities and entities to put an opt-out clause for citizens to vote for if they deem necessary. This is by no way agreed upon by everybody involved, but this is a huge issue for our auto RV boat dealers across the state, and it's a competitive and fairness issue. And as we talk about jobs, every time we go back to our districts, I'd remind the body that this is an issue that we can keep the jobs that are with these various agencies in the states by giving them a level playing field. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Barry.
Mr. President, I have three bills introduced.
Bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 183, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the offense of unlawful search.
Senator.
Mr. President, this has to do with the TSA and unlawful searches.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 184, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to alimony and maintenance.
Senator. Mr. President, no explanation necessary.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 185, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the substance abuse during pregnancy.
Mr. President, no explanation necessary.
Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, introduction of two bills, please.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 186, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to unclaimed veterans' remains.
Senator?
No explanation needed.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 187, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the protective headgear for operation of motorcycles or motor tricycles.
Senator?
Self-explanatory.
Senator from St. Francois.
Introduce, please.
Two bills. Send your first bill forward. That's what? Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 188, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to petitions for conditional release of sexually violent predators.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
Mr. President, no explanation necessary.
Thank you. Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 189, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to the failure to vacate leased premises in a rent and possession case.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
President, no explanation necessary.
Thank you. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 13th.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill number 190, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to mandatory wage reporting for the purpose of determining the prevailing wage.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
No further explanation necessary.
Thank you. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 191, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to the Public Service Commission.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
Necessary.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 192, introduced by Senator Lamping et al., an act relating to the designation of the new Mississippi River Bridge with a contingent effective date.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
Sir.
Thank you. Introduction of bills. Senator from
President.
Boone. Senator from Boone.
For what purpose? I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation necessary.
Madam Secretary, read the Senator from Boone's bill.
Senate Bill number 193, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the education of gifted and talented children.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, would you inquire of the Secretary if we have a message from the Governor? I believe there is an appointment letter. If so, I would ask the reading be waived and the letter be printed in the journal.
There are messages. Hearing no objection. The reading shall be waived, and it shall be printed in the journal.
The senator from the 23rd wants to do something. He's back in the back.
Senator from the 23rd district.
Thank you, Mr. President. What order of business are we on?
We are on messages. We just took messages from the governor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer the appointment to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
The appointment shall be so referred.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President?
Senator from the 23rd.
Would you please refer Senate Resolutions 64, 65, and 66 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
Those resolutions shall be so referred.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Seeing no objection, announcements. Senator from the 24th.
I have an announcement.
Proceed.
Upon adjournment, the Seniors, Families, and Pensions Committee shall meet in the Senate Lounge.
Announcements. Announcements. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.